Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Santana, that's Carlos bringing us back. 17 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Chris Moscovides. Chris, I need your website, please.
TMGR.com, TomMaryGeorgeRobert.com.
All right, that's where they can find. You can find TMG Media, eMedia, a technology consulting company to business and government. Chris is one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. Chris, thanks again for being here. So let's talk about what happened this week in Congress. The four tech giants, Apple, Amazon, Google and Facebook. I wonder if Microsoft wasn't there, was it? I wonder if they felt slighted because they weren't there. Were they?
No. The people that were there was Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google.
There you go. Those four. So, what do you think happened there? Did anything get accomplished there?
They lied to Congress. That's exactly what happened there. If we want to cut to the chase, all four of them lied to Congress, saying insane things like, oh, we're not that big, and you have plenty of choice, and we make sure that we protect everybody.
Oh, that's a bald-faced lie on
his face.
You protect
is your pocket. Say that again?
I mean, I've got an 11-year-old grandson that knows better than that.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. The fact of the matter is that these tech giants control over all of our data, and they monetize our data. They are in business of monetizing and selling our data.
And they're not American companies. They are global companies. They're not American companies.
Absolutely. Right. They're certainly not. They don't have the interest of you and me, first and foremost. Right. And then, secondly, they don't necessarily have the national interest at heart. Facebook is making money by allowing Russian trolls to spread disinformation right in Facebook.
That's right.
So,
that's exactly right.
How's this working?
Well, and see, I'm convinced that long term, and I mean this, folks, I'm not, and you know that I don't go around saying things like this all the time. I'm convinced that long-term, if something isn't done, these companies, these giant tech companies, are more dangerous to planet Earth, to humans on planet Earth, than China or Russia or Iran is. What do you think, Chris?
I think that absolute power corrupts absolutely, and these tech giants are getting extremely close to absolute power. When you control information and you control the dissemination of information, then you have total power over what people think, do, and act. Right now, we have a situation where we have companies that answer your questions, if you have a question, know what you feel and how you feel about it, and then sell you anything that you want. Period. We have three giants that know your questions, know how you feel, and can sell you anything about it.
And they may know what you are going to ask before you ask it.
Absolutely.
They may even know you're going to ask it before you know. And, you know, Chris, I wrote a book about this. This is something I've been worried about for a long time. And here's one thing, though, Chris, that people aren't thinking about as much. And I've been connecting these dots now for a couple of years. The cryptocurrency that these people, if they're ever allowed to have their own cryptocurrency, that's when the jig is up. That's when it's over. Because when they have, with their ecosystems, their economic ecosystems, that you put those four companies together and tell me that a whole lot of the GDP isn't coming out of those companies, especially when they're doing business around the world. Now they share a cryptocurrency that winds up making the dollar less important, less relevant, which means that America becomes less relevant. That's what I'm worried about down the road. What do you think?
I think that American relevance has taken a tremendous beating, and the technology companies are not helping anything. And certainly the more power we cede to these technology companies, be it in the form of information or cryptocurrency or straight up choice, if we give them the choice to serve us the data that they feel is right, then we have a problem. Then we are sheep and they are the shepherds. And I don't feel like obeying any of those
right.
shepherds.
And we need to realize, folks, do not let anybody compare what's going on right now to what happened with U.S. Steel, with the railroads, with the, you know, the trust busters of 120, 30 years ago. This isn't like that. This isn't AT&T. This isn't IBM. This isn't even Microsoft of 22 years ago. This is different, isn't it, Chris?
It's bigger. Much, much bigger, and it's also more nebulous. In other words, when you start talking about companies that control information, a lot of people can't wrap their heads around mm-hmm. that. Well, what does that mean? What do you mean they control information? Explain that to me.
Yeah.
You lose people very quickly in that conversation.
Yeah, that's right.
You understand much easier what it means if you have U.S. Steel controlling all steel production mm-hmm. in the United States, right? It's very black and white.
But see,
they have all the steel, period, if you know.
They only had vertical control of industries. They didn't
right.
have. This is thought control into at some point with the artificial intelligence that they're working on, and they're hiding behind their algorithms. They've hid behind their algorithms with me. They've hurt me. Amazon
right.
has hurt me. Amazon is hurting me right now. This very moment, Amazon is costing me money with book sales.
Mm.
There's no question about it. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Chris Muscovitz. We got more to come after the break. We're going to talk about some more about cybersecurity and what you and I need to be doing to protect ourselves after the break. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.